This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Elon Musk must not have enough time on his hands, I guess. That is maybe the best explanation for the latest idea from the guy who founded Tesla, the electric car company, and SpaceX, the rocket people. Today's offering is something called Hyperloop, the basic gist of which Musk released this afternoon, a way he promises, or suggests is probably a better word, to transport people from L.A. to San Francisco in one half of 1 hour. Liz Gaines of All Things D is here to make me smart. Liz, thanks for coming on.
Thanks.
So Hyperloop, really? What is this thing?
It is an entirely theoretical idea that Elon Musk has come up with. It's a high-speed transit plan that would supposedly get you from L.A. to San Francisco in under an hour, more like half an hour.
And if it wasn't Elon Musk, we would all be going, come on, get out of here. But this guy, I mean, he's done some stuff.
He has. I mean, he, you know, all this stuff that we thought was science fiction, he actually goes and, you know, reads the physics textbooks and figures out what people haven't thought of before and then spends billions of dollars to make it done or closer to done than it was before. So he famously helped start PayPal. Yep. That was less science fiction, you know, just getting money from people to people. But more recently, he's in charge of both Tesla and SpaceX. So Tesla is the electric car company that hasn't failed, which is pretty unusual in that business.
That's right.
And SpaceX is trying to get humans to Mars. And they've actually gotten some rockets in the air.
Yeah, they have. They've done pretty well. This, however, is a step beyond for two reasons. One, he's just kind of throwing these plans out there open source. And two, he says he's not going to be able to run it.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point with Tesla being a public company, he has to be a little bit more careful of his time, as careful as someone who runs two companies and also founded SolarCity, the big residential solar installer, and, you know, dreams up this stuff in his spare time could be. He just tweeted today that he pulled an all-nighter finishing up the Hyperloop. So I think it's clearly in very polished form at this point. But I think if anyone can push people's thoughts forward, it would be Elon Musk. And I think it would be actually kind of fun if Hyperloop becomes part of the vernacular. Next time you're complaining about your bus being late, you say, oh, wouldn't it be great if there were a Hyperloop?
I know. And honestly, it would be cool, right? Here to LA to San Francisco in 30 minutes, that'd be nuts.
Yeah. Elon Musk has described this as a cross between a Concorde jet, a railgun, and air hockey table.
Well, you know what it makes me think of? I'm dating myself here, but those pneumatic tubes that offices had in the 70s, where you stick a piece of paper.
Yes, just put yourself in one of those.
Right, that's exactly it. Now, how does your brain not get ripped out of your body when you're sucked along at whatever it's going to be, 700 miles an hour?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're unveiling the plans, not the safety commitments yet.
that's exactly right. This is a little bit, there is demand for this kind of traffic. I mean, if we could use it here in California. I'm sure there will be a need for it and call for it on the East Coast if they would ever get it there. It's a little bit the market meeting demand.
I think so. I mean, there's so much discussion about, you know, what's in front of us just getting from one place to another. So in a way, this is almost like, you know, more exciting and accessible than going to the moon. I mean, Elon Musk has described Mars as, you know, a fixer-upper of a planet, which is a funny way to think about it if you think that big. But I think a lot of us don't think that big. We just want to get, you know, to LA faster.
Yeah. Liz Gaines at All Things D. Liz, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.